You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The segment is called, What Are You Lying to Yourself About? What are you not lying to others?
Yourself.
What are you lying to yourself about?
You, that little internal monologue's going saying, I'll never have a diet soda ever again. I'm going to give up soda. And you're like, liar. Do you have one you want to start off?
Well, I want to start out with Julie, who sent us a text message as soon as we mentioned this 10 minutes ago. And she goes, lying to myself about sober October.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, we don't have a drink every evening, but have we had a drink at least every week? Yep. So much for sober October. You know, that's sober October would be tough because that includes Halloween. You know what my buddy Milo does is he chooses a 1 month he detoxes with no alcohol whatsoever every year for the 1 month between Valentine's Day and St. Patrick's Day. That's his month. He says it's easier because there's nothing going on into February, early March. It's a perfect month to do it. And then come St. Patrick's Day, you can go back to having fun again.
Right. That's smart. So that's super smart.
I do feel, Julie, I'll tell you that, because I'm trying to be good too. And I had a challenging day yesterday, a few things that were quite challenging. And I walked in the door at about 5 o'clock, Jer Bear, and you'll feel this, I think. I looked over, we have a little, I don't know, it's like a little buffet table thing that's set up between the kitchen and this hearth room that we have. And on there is the makings for all the stuff you would want for an old-fashioned or a black Manhattan.
Give me some of that.
Yeah, and I eyeballed it, and I thought, that bullet bourbon is kind of calling my name. But I was strong, and I didn't do it. Unlike Julie, who caves. I didn't do it. What do you got for me?
I've got a couple. One was just about a week ago when I was cleaning out the fridge and I'm throwing the bags of spinach and the bagged salad into the trash because they've gone bad. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling myself, I'm not buying this stuff anymore. I'm just not doing it. It just goes to waste. I'm not doing it. Yesterday in the grocery store, threw in a bag of salad, threw in a bag of spinach. Went on my way. I'm a liar. The second one is my Amazon purchases. I keep telling myself, you're going to stop with these little piddly stupid Amazon purchases. Quit buying things. Quit being so spontaneous. Mm-hmm. Stop it. Mm-hmm. I just got the pings on my phone a few minutes ago. I've got two deliveries coming today from Amazon with some things I don't need. So I'm lying to myself.
That's exciting.
It is exciting when you see it's going to be there today. Yay. Yeah, those are my two biggies.
Those are good ones. The Amazon one, I can definitely
relate
to that. So there's a room in the basement of the house that's kind of a neglected room. It's where the little workout machine is and a few other stuff. But the closet, it's got a walk-in closet in that room, has turned into like the junk closet for the house.
Yeah.
And it's really good because it's not only out of the way, it's in the basement, back corner room, closet.
You're never going to see what's in there.
It's the farthest you can get in the house from the front
door. Fill it up with a bunch of that Amazon crap.
I'm lying to myself about cleaning that thing out and getting rid of 90% of the stuff. I'm lying to myself. I'm not going to do it. I don't even want to go in there.
I'm just going to throw everything in there when company comes. That's the closet. Don't we all have that closet?
Don't we? I think we
all
do.
When company comes, you throw everything in that closet.
Right.
Yep.
On a personal level, I am lying to myself about finishing two novels before February. It was on my list. It has been since July, but I normally am get one finished. I'm lying. I'm not going to finish two. It's just not going to happen. And then, see if you can relate with this. Yeah. I am lying to myself about avoiding pancakes.
Oh, yeah. No, don't give
I
up
can't.
Pancakes. You don't want
I got to have them at least once or twice a month.
Don't even. Nah, you got to.
Once a month is okay,
you have
right?
To. Yeah, just scrub that one from your.
I don't know what it is. Okay, I'll scratch
that one off.
So now it's your turn. 303-691-1MIX. Have some fun with your boys in the morning. What are you lying to yourself about? And this, look at all the wide range of things we have covered, from closets to pancakes to bag salad to Amazon purchases. What do you got? 303-691-1MIX, 691 1649, a phone call or a text. John just wrote in to us. He said, I'm lying to myself about not needing a retirement fund because I'm going to hit the lotto.
Oh, John, you better start saving, buddy.
Start saving.
Better
John from Brighton.
Scrape those pennies together.
So a lot of phone calls, a lot of text messages. Jackie from Thornton, where they eat their dead, says, I'm lying to myself about how many times I'm going to go to Starbucks each week. She says, my goal is just once a week. That never works out.
Similar to that, Wanda on my Facebook says, coffee counts as water. Nope.
Linda says, I'm lying to myself about having a buff body by my Maui trip in January. She goes, already thinking about tonight's margaritas.
Yummy.
Yeah, well, you know.
Similar to that one, Anna on my Facebook says, eating one cookie will satisfy me.
Sure.
No, it will never satisfy you.
You know what? Before we go to call, Stacy, Sarah, and Stephanie, all the S's are holding right now. Don't go away. We're going to take your call here in 1 second. I have started doing that thing that I used to always make fun of everybody else about.
What's
especially
that?
I used to always make fun of people at the radio station when there would be a box of donuts.
Oh,
and people
I know where
would
you're
go
going.
In there,
yeah.
And they would rip the donut in half and just eat half of it. But then they come back like 5 minutes later.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, so I have turned into that person. If Gretch ever makes those oatmeal chocolate chip cookies,
you just eat half. I'll just have half.
Yeah, and I will break one in half. Like, I only need the half of this one. That's all I'm going to do because I have got willpower.
10 minutes later, you're back.
Oh, not even
give
10.
Me that other half and another half.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Phones. Let's get to the phones. Stacy, good morning to you.
Good morning, boys.
Hi, Stace.
So you got to tell us, what are you lying to yourself about, Stacy?
You know, it goes along that food thing. You know, I lie to myself that I can go to Whole Foods and walk past the pizza counter and not get a fresh.
Oh, yeah. Tell me more. It looks so good and smells good.
Can't you justify it?
That I go out of my way to go to the Whole Foods that actually have the pizza oven instead of the oven because it just tastes better.
Yeah, sure it does.
Yeah, but don't you kind of justify it by saying, hey, it's Whole Foods. It's probably healthier for me.
It's turkey pepperoni.
Oh, God, yes. Absolutely, I do.
Do you take the slice home with you, or do you just walk around the store and eat it while you're shopping?
No,
oh, your phone is so bad, Stacy.
Your
it's full of pizza
up.
grease.
I hope she's walking around the store.
I know, just
yank,
yank, yank, yank.
Stacy, thank you for your call. We appreciate you. Here comes Sarah. Sarah, what are you lying to yourself about?
Oh, boys, it's kind of a good one, I think, that I can continue to be passive-aggressive with someone. I just don't know.
Can you explain?
Yeah, I'm trying to puzzle
that
one out.
About?
That I'm trying to not let them get the best of me because they really can't anyway, but just let them go.
Just trying to ignore them?
Yeah. After 40 years, it's kind of hard.
Who is it?
Yeah, tell us who it is.
Well, her and I used to be so-called sisters. We were best friends for over 40 years.
Not anymore,
and
huh?
Just become passive-aggressive
No,
with her?
She just kind of, I don't know if it's her menopause that just kicked in, that she flipped out on me.
Well, it could be.
Yeah, tried to leave me stranded out of town, and didn't pay me for working for her. She just, I don't know.
She's a mess.
Whatever.
She tried to steal your man.
No,
not yet. It's coming.
You know what we like to say on this show, Sarah? You gotta weed your garden, Sarah. It's time to
get rid of her.
The garden. You are the best. Thank you for that.
That one, I don't know what she was gonna say.
Stephanie, good morning. Thanks for calling your boys.
Hey guys.
Hey girl.
So it's your turn to fess up. What are you lying to yourself about?
That I can function on like 3 hours of sleep and not take a nap the next day.
No, you cannot. Yes. Believe me. I was up at 2:30 again this morning. It'll kill you. I'm slowly dying. Let's die together slowly, Stephanie.
Sweet. I love it. And I'm not going to nap today. I'm determined.
No,
really?
No.
Oh, you'll be napping. You'll be napping by noon.
Naps are for losers. Come on. You're a winner.
You can sleep when you're dead, right?
Like, well,
exactly.
You will be soon if you're only getting 3 hours.
Yeah. You know, it's something weird about last night, I guess, because I moved simply, you know, the reason I moved was to save my life because I wasn't sleeping and I started sleeping better. But last night, Jeremy, 2.5 hours before the alarm went off, boom,
same thing.
Wide awake.
Isn't that crazy? It sucks.
So all three of us, Stephanie, were wide. You know, we should have called each other. Like, we should have been texting
right.
each other.
What are you doing?
Exactly.
Oh, Steph. Well, good luck, all right? With your okay. Get some melatonin or something. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. Get some NyQuil.
Don't be taking that melatonin. I do not encourage that.
Amanda says she's lying to herself, and here's her quote. You'll totally put away the laundry as soon as it's dry.
That's a good one.
Aaron says, my DIY haircuts are really good.
Cody says, I'm a teacher. I'm totally going to get caught up with grading this weekend.
Sure you will.
No.
You're
no,
watching Netflix. Norma says, oh, yeah, I'll totally be ready in 5 minutes.
Kim is very specific, lying to myself about never buying Breyers natural mint chocolate chip ice cream again.
Oh, yum.
Until it's $3.49 or less at the store.
Right. It's on the Safeway app. I got to get 2 gallons. Give you two more. These are, well, they're kind of sad. Andy says, I love my job. I keep saying that. And then Kimmy says, oh, that I won't be single forever. Aww, Kimmy, Kim.
There's somebody perfect for you out there, Kim.
Yeah, keep searching.